Hey, welcome to the SQL Server 2016 training kit. I'm Scott Klein with Joey D'Antoni, and in this module we're going to talk about always-on availability groups.
So, big changes with always-on availability groups in SQL 2016. They may not seem that obvious to you as a DBA. I mean, well, there'll be a couple that are obvious when you create a new availability group, but there's a lot of internal things that the product team's been working really hard on to help us power through some modern hardware things.
Yeah, and it's, a lot of these come because of the features in the release of Windows Server 2016, correct?
Right. There's a lot of things on the Windows Server 16 side. We get site-aware failover, which is kind of a really nifty thing. What that means is a clustered resource is going to try to fail within a site before it fails over to a secondary site. So you can kind of define your primary site there. There's a feature called Cloud Witness that I know a lot of people have been asking for a long time. And what that means is if you have two data centers and you have a you need a third to have a witness in. That was the official Microsoft recommendation. Not a lot of organizations have three data centers.
Right.
Now you just have a file share that's a cloud, it's in blob storage. Dead simple. The other thing, and this is purely on the SQL side that happened, was in the past, particularly in very powerful systems with very fast storage, if you were doing things like big index rebuilds, a lot of times your secondary replicas would fall out of sync because the redo apply process on the secondary could fall behind. And without going too deep into technical internals, that was kind of a single-threaded process before. So as your redo apply happened from the transaction log to the database on the secondary, that was just a single thread. Now we're going to have the ability to parallelize things, and you're going to see super high throughput. And I know a lot of my customers are happy about that.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So what do we have here?
So here we have a new availability group, and this is just our standard dashboard. And I'm actually going to go ahead and click the new availability group wizard just to talk about a couple of other things that are new.
Okay. Awesome.
So here, we'll skip through this. Here are three things I kind of want to talk about. The first one is basic availability group. So, something for our standard edition customers.
Yeah, woohoo! Yay!
There's database mirroring was deprecated in 2012. A lot of people wondered on standard edition what they were going to go forward with.
Yeah,
this is a lot better than database mirroring on standard edition. Very similar in concept. It's a single database per availability group. However, you get a bunch of enhancements. With mirroring in standard edition, you only had the ability to do synchronous. Now you can do asynchronous or synchronous replication, which makes it really handy if you want to use Azure as your second data center.
Okay. So good news for those running standard edition.
Yeah.
Let the rejoicing begin.
The next one is database level health detection. In the past, anything that would trigger a failover on an availability group had to be a server level condition. So, so things like instance going down, severity 19 kind of errors, things like that. Now you can have it trigger on a database going into suspect mode. So this is optional because you may or may not want to have it, but it gives you a little bit more control over your database health.
And in the past, you know, when a database goes, there was no notification. It was you had to go look. Hey, it's in suspect mode, right?
Yeah. So now you can trigger a failover on that.
And
then one thing to always remember. Availability groups give you an additional layer of corruption protection because it will try to repair from that secondary first. And then we also have per database level distributed transaction support. This is still a work in progress. It doesn't work within the confines of an availability group, but it does work for distributed transactions that are outside of that. So I suspect we'll see more of that coming. The other thing, and we talked about this, is this Cloud Witness down here. This is really simple to set up in failover. So I'm back in Failover Cluster Manager for you Windows Server geeks. And you'll note this is Windows Server 2016.
Now, one of the questions, so in this demo, you are running, Windows Server 2016.
And this is all Azure configurations.
Right. Okay.
So, we get to here, and we have this configure a Cloud Witness option. You need a storage account, and you need your storage key that you'd typically use. And once you have that in place, boom, you have a Cloud Witness. I'll go to my pre-baked solution here. Actually, and it just shows up as Cloud Witness. It doesn't show us our file name.
Okay.
But so that's just a file in Blob storage. That's simply all it is. Just like if you had a file share witness in the past.
Okay, so you can either do a file share or in this case.
Right.
And what are the benefits? What are the benefits of running your witness as a cloud witness?
So really the biggest thing is if you have two data centers, and in the past, if you had a file share witness, it was always a big discussion as to where you would put that. Would you put it at the primary site? I mean, I know when I worked in a really big company, we had three data centers, but that's the only company I've ever worked in.
And it's rare.
Yeah, so it's not that common. So now you just throw it in Azure. It makes a lot of sense. Or even if you're in this scenario, my infrastructure here is all running Azure VMs.
Yep.
So there's no real need to stand up another VM to just do your witness for a cluster. So
just throw that in the Blob storage.
Yeah.
And it's probably from a cost perspective,
way cheaper than VM.
Yeah.
The other thing we haven't talked about, and it's not really in the GUI and Management Studio, but we have this concept known as read-only routing with availability groups, and that's where we take read traffic and direct it to readable secondaries.
Okay.
In the past, that only went to the first available secondary. Now, the SQL team allows us to do read-only routing with load balancing. So you can set up a pool of servers, and it will round robin route those reads across secondaries. So,
perfect. Now, what's one of these are specific to Windows Server capabilities?
So if you want to, this is really one of the only features that you're going to need Windows Server to test out. It's just strictly because of the failover clustering requirement.
Yep, exactly.
So great way to get, easiest way to get started is using Azure VMs.
Azure VMs.
Yeah, yep. The only challenge, and you want to read up on this, is if you create a listener for an availability group in Azure, it's a little different than on-prem. You have to create a Azure load balancer. But there's also a template out there that'll let you do it.
Yeah, so if you spin up a VM, there is a Windows 6, always on.
Template.
Yep, so. Perfect. Cool. Awesome. All right, thanks, Joey. Appreciate it. All right, we'll see you in the next module.